What is going on? It is your boy, DJ Fluff 313, here again with another story or some cool tip. So buckle up. What is up? So don't get confused by my crazy sigh. That's just me in the morning time, and I literally didn't have that much sleep at all. Let me tell you why. I don't really get that much sleep right now because I am writing something that I'm doing something I never did before. I am writing a novel series. And I have studied on how to make this novel, this series and things like that. And I actually didn't know. Like, sometimes you can study all you want, but if you're not good at it, you're just not good at it. That's cool. Maybe you're looking at it a different way. But some people have other gifts than others. I think this is one of my crazy gifts. I got many skills, but not a master of none, I guess. How that trade goes. Writing a book, it's pretty good. It's doing what it do. And I have a couple writers, I have a couple proofreaders and people that read the book before it was all the way done, the rough draft of it. And they love it. I mean, love it. Like, it got to the point of that people are really actually like, hurry up, finish the damn book. Like, I'm like, okay, I am. Give me a second, you know? I have to, like, kind of fight them off with a stick. And today, we have a surprise for you. I have a little bit of that book ready to be played. It's still the rough draft, but I have a little bit of that book for you today. Now, the book is called Urban Arena. There is one book that's totally the opposite from this book that's called The Urban Arena. It was in 1984, but this is a total different book, total different everything. This, mine is just called Urban Arena. And I didn't get the title from that. Okay, I'm gonna hit you with a short story before I give you the book, a little bit of the book. What happens is, you can even look it up on YouTube. I have another sigh. I know, I am sighing today. That's what I'm doing. This deep breath. Ugh. Yeah. The reason why is because I like the graphics on it, but I didn't know much about story when I was making this one project. It's called JIT Arena. That's JIT Arena. And it's on YouTube. And I had a lot of friends come together and help me out with this one. And it took me a long time to really finish it and everything else. And when I finished it, it was great to me then. I brought my family over, we watched it and everything else, and it was a fun time. But there was no dialogue. Just pre-warning you there. There was no dialogue, and the basis of this book is basically based off JIT Arena. But I didn't want to use JIT no more. I didn't want to use nothing with dance or nothing like that. So I went ahead and switched it up and made it Urban Arena. It needed a push into another direction a little bit. So I pushed it. I pushed the crap out of it in a whole other direction and made it do what it do. So without further ado, let me go ahead and give you just a pinch of the story.
I heard the same damn R&B song blaring from Maria's phone alarm, ruining my sleep. Oh my God, why is it so loud? I yelled, burying my
head. Hold on.
People were shocked and angry.
No. Hold on. I'm sorry.
I rode around in bed and even fell asleep once more.
There you go.
Maria came back in the room.
No.
Are you up?
No.
Accents and long old school dresses.
The voice is...
Had us on the ground last night was...
The voice is up and down a little bit.
Confused gaze. Her eyes scanned the holographic display menu.
You know what? I'm going to go with the first one. That's not the first choice I used.
I was so annoyed when I heard the same damn R&B song blaring from Maria's phone alarm, ruining my sleep. Oh my God, why is it so loud? I yelled, burying my head in the covers. I could tell she noticed my annoyance, as she snuggled up with me under the covers, to stop me from complaining. Her skin was so soft and warm and smooth, and her Suki legs were rubbing against mine. Her nightgown was slightly raised. It immediately turned me on. I guess so, because the last time we had sex was 8 months ago. So I wanted to get some ass. But before I could get what I wanted, "No, baby, I have to leave for work in 25 minutes. I replied with a grumpy voice, "Just let me get 3 minutes. Plus, you work from home, so they can't even see you." She replied as she got out of bed, "I work in augmented reality so they can see me." I grabbed a handful of her ass before she get ready for work, because sometimes a little action is better than no action. Her new job makes all their employees take these brain inhibitor pills, and it had dried up her libido like a raisin under a refrigerator in a crackhead's apartment. So I was stuck with a hard-on and a soft pillow. I dozed off for 10 minutes, only to be woken up by the words repeating in my subconscious, "Bay, bay, bay." I opened my eyes to see her in her business attire, and just when my hormones had calmed down, she came in looking and smelling good. She asked, "What do you want for dinner later?" I said. Anything was fine with me. My eyes got heavy once more, and I drifted back to sleep. I woke up to the sounds of kids playing outside, as the sun beamed in my room bright and warm on my face. "What time is it?" I reached for my phone. "Wow, it's 5:30 p.m. So I decided to start my day. I got in the bathtub, sitting and soaking, staring at the door across the hall that separated me from Maria. She was on the other side, working. I could hear Maria talking on the other side of the door, but I couldn't make out what she was saying. I wondered if I should open it and see what was in there. Maybe there was something more to her life than what she told me. I wondered if she knew how I felt about the wedding in a couple of months, and how I'm having doubts. I start to sadly hum my favorite old hip-hop songs, wishing that rap music wasn't banned in the new United States. They claimed that genres were too dangerous and that they incited destruction and chaos. People were shocked and angry, but they didn't dare
Now, on this story, basically the world is ran by a new government. It's the year 2081. The world is ran by a new government that banned music, public affection, banned certain music genres, like the heavy genres, like rap, rock, even genres of techno. Parties are basically there's public gatherings, and they don't want public gatherings. Also, let me see. Yeah. Public affection is illegal, and if you do anything wrong, and like basically have these things, you can go to jail. It's not even a ticket, a citation. No, you can go to jail up to a year, and much. And any other crime that's basically that you go to jail for real, like murder, fighting, different things like that, you go to jail for way longer. Well, fighting is like whatever. They lowered the time on that because they don't really mind people fighting. But public affection is totally illegal. Yeah. So the story gets very good. What you're coming, the angle I'm coming from, is a guy named Antonio. He's the main protagonist, meaning the main character of the story, and he goes through a lot of things through this story. A lot. It's not most right now, since it's the first 20 minutes of the story or whatnot. You're definitely going to get a lot of Antonio thinking and different things to open up the story and check the story out. So I actually plushed it up. This is the rough draft. I plushed it up, made it even better. You just can't roll around with just a little bit of anything. But definitely
were shocked and angry.
The second
part, but they didn't dare speak out. The government had already proven that it was willing to use force to maintain its power. I longed for the music that was taken away, but I still held out hope that the ban would be lifted and the hits could return. It's now 6 o'clock. I know this because she is always running out of her office to the bathroom, to relieve herself. I laugh as I'm getting dressed. Like every day, we have some extra time together to spare, so we watch TV. Her brow furrowed as she learned about the ever-growing graffiti problem in the city. Then, a commercial caught my eye. In the year 2082, where technology and violence reigned supreme, a new game show was about to emerge on TV. The announcer said it was called Urban Arena, and it promised to be the most extreme game show ever created. A new show that allowed people to hurt and kill one another. We couldn't believe this was allowed on TV. The premise was simple. Contestants would meet at the location, enter the arena armed with an array of weapons, and fight to the death. The last person standing becomes a hero to the masses. I decided to watch an episode online. The scene began with a bird's eye view of what looked like two buff weirdos in the alleyway. The situation became serious as they both had the option of high-tech deadly weapons. I glanced at Maria to see if she still wanted to watch. We both seemed to be captivated by this intense show.
Now, on this moment, I really had to plush up the fight scene. It was not there, and it was hard for me to write a fight scene with action and things like that, especially from an outside view looking, like a third person view. And him describing it was a difficult task for me. So this is one of the things I'm definitely plushing up now. So the book comes out in February 20th, it comes out. The book is good, it's really, really good. Like, I guarantee you, you would not waste your time. This book is bananas. Right now, this is just the beginning stuff and the very easy, breezy stuff real quick. Just the introduction of everything. So, well, half of everything, because I wouldn't say it's a lot, but what I would say is it runs a little bit like a movie after a while. A movie with more hyper details and it has its funny moments also. And I think that it has a little bit of a potential of a bestseller. That's the craziest thing. It's a lot of people that write books. So this is my first book series. That is the first guy, which is named Antonio. I have two more other characters, and it's all based in Detroit, and it's 2082. The world has went through some stuff. That's all I can say right now. And basically, Detroit is still on the up and up with technology and other things like that, which they're really trying to make Detroit that type of way right now. And with that being said, I had to definitely change it up, and I turned it to 2082 for a reason. I mean, not trying to snitch on myself, but that is literally, you just take the 20 away and put 19 there, and that's my year I was born, 1982. It was so much stuff invented back then. So I just wanted to plush it up and say, hey, why not 2082? It's a long way away. And I definitely bring it back, I mean, to the future. Not back to the future, but I definitely bring it to the future and different things that that will be around at that time. So it's a very complex book. It's not really complex. It's very entertaining. But it... Okay, what I would say is it releases its terms of complex slowly but surely. Like, no one's delivering Amazon packages no more. Drones are doing it. The public affection law. There are robot police helping the regular police. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff. This is, well, I would say, one of the best, if not the only one, almost ghetto, I would say urban, everybody say urban, urban fiction sci-fi book series out there, period. Because I always wondered a lot of times, what the hell happened to the ghetto in the future? In every movie, they'd be like, yeah, whatever, there ain't no ghetto. Like, what, where it go? Oh, yeah, no, it ain't no ghetto. Like, okay. Or if they did have one, then it'd be like, yo, okay, cool, yeah, main character is a white guy that they don't show nothing about the hood with. Nothing. Maybe he'll get jumped or something, but that's it. And to me, that's a lot of weak writing on movies and things of that nature. So I said, dang, they just don't really tell about none of the struggle, none of the nothing. So I guess. So with that being said, I want to introduce you guys to the book. And one more thing, this is the best part. You can be a part of it. This is the best part. You can actually be a part of it. So right now, I have on Facebook, it's actually on a couple other different social media sites of mine, and my TikTok. So I'm going to just say those two just to make it simple. You can type in DJ Fluff on Facebook. It'd be me with a TV on my head eating a piece of pizza. There's a thing that it shows Antonio in the bathroom, bald head guy with aviator glasses on, whatever. It'll show him in the bathroom and another guy. There's a post right there that says, hey, be a part of Urban Arena. What I'm saying is being a part is, to give a long story short, you can type your name down and I will put your name in graffiti in the bathroom and different places in these books, because I would rather have people be a part of this book than just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna just make up graffiti names. No, I want to use whatever name. If you have a company sticker and you want to put that sticker in there, you can go ahead, give me this, like send the sticker as a picture in the comments, and I will take that and use and small, like what is it, crop it out and put that sticker in the bathroom, like somebody stuck a sticker up there with that company in there. Now, be warned, if I do this, I have to screenshot each and every person that put that there. So I claim no responsibilities for any of these logos or anything like that. It's not me. It will be up to you. And literally, whatever company you send me, I'm putting it on there. I'm not going to look up the details. I'm just screenshotting each and everything that I find. So I would appreciate it if you guys go ahead, send me the names so I can graffiti those things in the bathroom. Send me your logos so I can put those logos stickers on the wall. One more thing about that is another place to find it would be my TikTok. You can comment. It's right there. It's DJ_Fluff 313. So that's DJ_FLUFF 313. And that is my crazy one. You'll know it because I got like 3,000 followers or something. That's pretty cool. I guess, you know. Your boy, he working on it. I'm working on it. That's all I can say. So yeah, most definitely, if you want to be a part, put that together real quick. And we will definitely put you guys in a book. Thank you so much. If you know somebody that think that's kind of cool, just give them the information also. So that'd be kind of cool. Thank you so much. And it's been your boy DJ Fluff. And next time we'll go through deeper parts of the book and everything else. I am very sleepy. I had 2 hours sleep. So if you hear me rambling, it's really the DJ Fluff random show. Random, not ramble. But still, that's how sometimes I have to get down, because man, you just don't know my life. It's all right though. Thank you so much. Peace. Remember, Urban Arena, February 20th.